July 2, 2019. Prepackaged bread. Bread is a symbol of basic nourishment and sustenance. In the Christian walk, bread is our daily provision from God. Our daily bread, from God, is basic, pure, and simple. It contains no secret ingredients or hidden formulas. God's Word, the Holy Bible, is open and available for all to see. At God's table, nothing is impure. The ingredients in His bread are not watered down or diluted, and all are able to eat it. No person's name is attached to His bread, although it may have passed through many people's hands before it reached you. Beware of the many forms of prepackaged bread in the world, baked in the kitchens of people who desire to feed their own agendas rather than honestly feed fellow humans. These are polluted ministries, false doctrines, greedy religious organizations, and Christian groups that do not honestly and humbly present God's truth. Many religious groups try to sell their own brand of bread. To a new believer, the colorful packaging may be enticing, or the special ingredient being advertised may lure them in. There is no bread other than God's truth. When people gather together in His name, to fellowship, there should be no strings attached, no secret rules or agendas. There should also be no club dues. Tithing was obligatory under the Mosaic Law, but now we can give freely of our own accord. This is called almsgiving or offerings, and comes from our own free will, with no set amount required, and no timetable by which to follow, as opposed to Old Testament tithing, which was 10% of the first fruits, profits, each month, and didn't want even money that was given to the temple, it was food. With more believers pulling away from organized religion, we must also be wary of the gathering in home groups. Wolves in sheep's clothing are everywhere. Pray for discernment before joining hands and fellowshipping with small groups. These are dark days. Gathering together in His name should be done in all humility with no pretense or striving to increase, to be bigger and better. Jesus said that when two or more are gathered in His name, He's there, in the midst. Just two. This gives us confidence and reassurance that our prayers are heard, and He's with us, regardless of our ability to be joined together with many people. And of course, we are never alone. If you are a believer, He hears your prayers, and is with you. Jesus is Lord. Jesus loves you. Jesus sets us free.